Haunted AF is brought to you today by the new fiction podcast, City of Ghosts. We got a chance to preview this one, and it's totally up your alley.
City of Ghosts is a supernatural neo-noir mystery with cinematic sound design. It's set in New York City with corrupt politicians, a dogged lady detective, and a whole lot of ghosts.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah.
Episodes 1 and 2 are now available, so subscribe right now to City of Ghosts. Here's a little taste.
Can you hear me?
It's 1999, New York City.
Where am I?
Oh, shut up!
Bridget Lundy Payne stars in a new supernatural neo-noir audio drama.
The voices, they're back.
City of Ghosts.
I understand this is beyond your usual scope.
So two deaths and an attempted third.
Must mean we're onto something big.
Men like them have fortresses built around them.
What good does sticking your neck out do, especially in this city?
Still, just be careful.
Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
Do be well, Eleanor.
You can see these large footprints embedded into the carpet, creeping along the wall ninja style.
She raised her arms up over her head and started to come towards me. And she had her mouth open like she was screaming.
I hear my sister on the top bunk say, "Ashley," you could see pieces of her hair being twirled in thin air.
But now all of a sudden the green orb comes towards our truck and it shoots out over the mountains into outer space. It is gone.
So that is my ghost story.
Hi, and welcome to Haunted AF, the podcast of real ghost stories told by real people. We are your hosts. I'm Julie Fisk.
And I'm Rebecca Black.
So coming up, we've got a ghost who's got a thing for hair.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What kind of hair?
Lady hair.
Oh, come on.
Shower hair.
All right.
Yeah, and we also have this creepy video that has voices in it, and they're going to ruin you.
Okay. Well, I cannot wait for that. But first, we have to thank our new patrons, Lisa Brokaw. I wonder if it's related to...
Tom?
Yeah.
Let's just say she is.
Okay, love it. They're cousins. And Poon Invader.
Poon Invader. It's
Poon
a new
Invader.
New patron.
Welcome, Poon Invader.
Poon Invader.
I'm going to suggest that you change your name.
You should really change that name.
Yeah, we love you, but...
Unless if you're like a 76-year-old woman, yes.
Okay.
Then that's totally the only... welcome, but that's the only justifiable Poon Invader.
Perfect.
But thank you for your money.
Yes. Also need to say hi to Shadow Lemire and Jane. They just became annual patrons.
Yes! Woo-hoo! And congratulations to Shadow and her wife. They just celebrated a big anniversary.
Oh, congratulations.
So, congratulations,
so
lady.
And remember, you can find all of that and more content at patreon.com. Patreon. Why am I saying it weird?
Patreon?
Patreon.com/hauntedAF.
And by the way, season 6 is going to end next week. So it's Yes, it's a perfect time to become a patron because we will continue posting exclusive content. And like, there's one story on there that I thought about poaching from our Patreon page.
Yeah.
About the haunted winery.
That was pretty epic.
It's two women, and they actually recorded their story together. They sat down and recorded it together.
While drinking.
Who worked at a haunted winery, and they had these amazing stories, and one of the best ones. So since they worked at a winery during the winter, they would make mulled wine. So one of the girls is there working by herself, and she has to make the mulled wine in the morning. Mm-hmm. So she would pour herself a little cup of it just to make sure it tasted okay.
Yeah, taste test.
Yes, her breakfast wine.
Yes,
breakfast. So she took it into her office, but of course she's not supposed to be drinking on the job. And then she hears this stomp, stomp, stomp coming up the stairs to her office. She knows it's her boss. She's like, oh shit, I'm not supposed to have this wine. She turns around, the wine is right in front of her and it just spills all over her papers. Nothing touched it. Nothing did anything. It just falls right over. And she was like, I know that's the ghost trying to bust me for drinking my breakfast wine. More stories like that at patreon.com/hauntedAF. Let's just jump into it. You ready for a story?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. This one comes from Leslie.
Hi, you guys. I have been binge listening to your podcast for the last couple days, and I am still back in the 2019. Just wanted to add my experiences. My name is Leslie, by the way, and I grew up in Central California, Pismo Beach area. We moved into this brand new home in this development, and my father agreed to get us a couple dogs. So he built this kennel on the side of the house, and we had a basement, but we kept the dog food in there. So in order to get there, we had to walk around the house down this little slope. And so when I opened up the door to the basement to get the dog food, and this white admiration, which is like standing there, And it freaked me out so bad that I just dropped the dog scoop and everything and ran all the way back up around the house and told my brother I have not gone back down that basement. And I made him go feed the dogs. And he said nothing happened. My second experience, my cousin came to visit, and my bedroom was on the upper floor. So you cannot reach the windows without having this huge extension ladder. So we were laying in bed, kind of giggling like girls do when they go to bed. So we were laying there, all of a sudden we hear this tapping on the window. We didn't have any trees. We had nothing that would be able to tap on that window. We looked out, there was nobody throwing little pebbles or anything. My brother, my oldest brother, said he was home by himself one day after school, and he was just sitting in his room. All of a sudden, the TV upstairs would turn on. So he went up there thinking that we were home, and nobody was home. So he just shut the TV off. Then he went back downstairs, and just not even a few minutes later, the TV turns on again. And at this point, he said, screw that. I'm not going back up there. If they want to watch TV, they're going to watch TV. This one really freaked me out. I was in my room, and I'm listening to my music. All of a sudden, I feel this hand grab my right shoulder, like it was trying to pull me to turn around. And it was so strong. And that really freaked me out because it touched me. And when something touches me that you can't see, it's a whole different feeling. It was great sharing my stories with you guys, and I appreciate it.
Thanks, Leslie. I wonder, when she was touched, was it cold?
Ooh, good question.
Yeah.
I mean, we always hear that ghosts are cold, so right. I would think yes.
Don't touch me.
I want it to go through me. Oh! I freaked my own self out. Okay, so our next story comes from Maria. And she says, hi, Julie and Rebecca. My name is Maria, and I love your podcast.
Wait, I had to tell you, Maria wrote back and apologized for misspelling your name.
Why? Oh, my God, no. Maria, that's so sweet. Everybody misspells it, so do not worry. She said, I just found y'all a couple of weeks ago when I was listening to Daisy Egan's Strange and Unexplained podcast. Yay!
Love Daisy. Remind me to tell you a Daisy story when you're done with this.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So I was living in a mid-1800s home that I swear is haunted. We first bought the house almost 15 years ago, and my daughter's room always gave us the creeps. Her window looks directly over our driveway, so every time we got in or out of the car, it felt like something was watching us. We always heard someone walking up and down the stairs in the middle of the night, too, but we're used to it, so it's no biggie.
No biggie.
Come on now. So I was trying to sleep one night, but my black lab, Daisy, is super old and wakes me up all the time to help her up onto the bed. So I'm laying there listening to her with my back facing the door. I have super long hair that was in a ponytail and hanging over the side of the bed that night.
Yeah.
I don't like where this is.
Here we go.
As I was laying there, I felt a tug on my hair. I thought, okay, my hair is stuck under me somehow. But then it was yanked three quick times in a row. Mm-mm. Oh, hell no. Mm-mm. Absolutely no part of my body was hung over the edge after that. Again, I just love your podcast. You guys are awesome. Maria.
Thank you, Maria.
Oh, God.
Okay, the Daisy Egan story?
Yes.
Okay, she recently did an episode about hidden spaces in your home, like the apartment behind your bathroom mirror that you didn't know about.
Which we shared TikTok videos like that.
Yes. And so she started talking about a story that was the inspiration for the Candyman movie.
Okay.
And then she said, the first time I watched Candyman, I was 14 years old and I was watching it with my boyfriend, Jordan Peele.
No freaking way.
Yes. So we now have a 6 degree of separation.
Jordan freaking Peele.
I know. Thank you, Daisy.
Oh, that is the greatest story ever.
Ooh. Okay. So this story comes from Joe, because he sent a PDF and I couldn't figure out how to copy it into our regular notes.
Awesome.
So I just had to print it separately.
That's old people problems right there, y'all.
Yeah.
What does PDF even stand for? Because I really don't know.
You don't either?
What does it stand for?
Nobody knows. I'm trying not to call it a PDF. Yeah, because that's what they call it on Morbid. So,
nice.
Okay. When I was much younger, around 4 or 5, my brother and I shared a room. At night, we would hear a voice talking to us. I still remember hearing the voice, but I can't tell you for the life of me what it said. One evening, our parents had a friend visit, and they were walking through the house. Praying, actually. They're Pentecostals, and so they were spraying holy water. That would be kind of weird.
Yeah.
Once they got into our room, their friend said, you need to get rid of that picture now. It was a souvenir that my dad had brought back from Vietnam when he was stationed there during the war. It was a dragon made out of some sort of metallic substance. Well, they threw it away that night, and we never heard the voices again.
Ooh.
Thank you, Pentecostals.
Yeah, no kidding. Were they spraying holy water, like in a bottle sprayer?
I don't know. Do they have some sort of special...
You would think it would would be something a little more special than just like, you know, the 99-cent bottle from Walgreens.
That's what we would use. That,
of course it is. It's exactly it.
What we had holy water.
I'm pretty sure in one of those.
Yeah, we did when we went to Chris's house, the Ring doorbell story with the ghost on its porch.
Oh man, we're so not fancy.
I think I took holy water in like a mason jar from St. Patrick Catholic Church.
You know what? It doesn't matter. Yeah. Holy water's holy water and it'll work.
My daughter's second grade teacher, her daughter was getting married while I was in there scooping up holy water.
How do you explain that?
I didn't. I just ran out. I can't believe we did that. I know.
Looking back, we're dumb. Okay, so this next one comes from Eric. Obligatory statement. You know what this is. Mm. I'm a skeptic. No. Oh, but I would really like it if something happened to me. Maybe. So he's unsure.
That's how everybody is. It's like, that would be great. Yeah. Would it? I don't know.
I do not listen to the podcast at home, only when I'm driving. My grandma and grandpa had their first home built in 1963. My mom, aunt, and uncle all grew up in that house and have many stories about being pushed or touched by something unseen in specific rooms. I have stayed in these rooms many times. But nothing ever happened to me.
He doesn't like cilantro.
That's it. Mm. My grandma often told the story about the time grandpa was away in Mexico. She was in bed sleeping when she felt someone sit on the bed. My grandma sat up and said, I don't mind if you're here, but please stop scaring me.
No, I mind.
I don't share my bed with just anybody, okay?
you better be a warm ghost.
Right? And hot.
We're gonna snuggle. Yeah, that too.
Then she went back to sleep and didn't have any other issues like that. The whole family usually gathered at my grandparents' house for Christmas Eve. In 2001, though, I was stationed in South Korea and couldn't be home. Of course, that was the night the craziest things happened. The whole family was in the sitting room unwrapping presents. There were loud noises upstairs as if someone had jumped off the bed. The dog went berserk, so my uncle and two cousins went upstairs to check it out but couldn't find anything amiss. The dog was still going crazy in the kitchen, so they checked and found that every cupboard, door, and drawer was open.
I love that.
Oh, that there's nothing more creepy than that. Yes. Because usually you can hear cupboards opening and shutting, right?
Yeah.
And then to go in and not hear anything, and then they're all bam, and, open.
Mm-hmm, I love it.
Everything that happened in that house, all the ghostly things happened when I wasn't there. Hence my skepticism. My grandpa died in 2007 and the house was sold in 2008 to a family from Burma. I'm curious if they've ever experienced anything. Eric.
Wouldn't it be funny if they were all just f***ing with him? Like nothing ever happened in that house. And they're
just
like
telling him lies.
Yeah, for years and years.
It's funny that you say that. Forever, I thought that my uncle had a metal plate in his head and that he couldn't get close to the microwave because I'm not joking. They told him that his whole entire life and everybody believed it. I just found out like two Christmases ago, he does not have a metal plate in his head. He will not make the microwave spark. He did have a surgery, so he has a scar, but there's no metal.
We'll be right back.
Are you a fan of global travel? Are you wanting to see more of the world yourself? Well, then you're my kind of people. My name is DeAndre Koch, and I'm the host of the travel podcast, Revolutionizing Your Journey, where we share stories of everyday people making the most of global travel and also teach you how to do the same yourself. You'll hear stories from people just like you who learned how to travel for nearly free, like Jo, who realized she could take her daughter to Disneyland in Tokyo for cheaper than in the US, or Rob, who flew his entire family of seven to Europe round trip in business class, all for less than the price of economy. Check out the link in the description for the Revolutionizing Your Journey podcast to learn how to elevate your own travels.
All right, so this next story comes from Kira.
So when I found you guys' podcast, I was visiting Texas. Oh, I don't know how I stumbled upon you guys. You popped up in my Spotify, so I started following you. I'm like, okay, they're from Texas. But while I was in Texas, I had this crazy experience. So it was a group of us. We traveled there just to visit some of our high school friends that we haven't seen for a while because they were in the Army. And I actually got the hotel for an extra day. So my friend, she left and I didn't leave till Saturday morning. So Friday, I'm just laying in the bed, just being lazy, just because we've partied, we've drank, we did a lot of stuff. And then I start to doze off. And as I'm dozing off, something grabs and grips my hand so tight, but I can't wake up. Just my natural reaction, just because something that my dad used to do as I was a kid, he always used to grab our hands and just squeeze it as tight as he could until he's like, ah, it doesn't hurt. It was something that he always did. And so I was squeezing whatever it was back. And then once the feeling, like, I felt like I squeezed it so tight, it kind of like poofed.
Ooh.
That's when I popped up and woke up. And I was like, oh, shit. Nope. I did not go back to sleep. I'm not the one, the two, or the three. I got my shit. And I went to another fucking room. Thank you for listening. I love you guys.
Oh, I love you back, Kira. Oh,
that was adorable.
She just popped the ghost hand.
I know.
Squeezed it till it popped.
Right, but like, what if that was your dad?
I know. I wrote her back and said, is your dad deceased? Like, yeah. Could that have possibly been him? And I hadn't heard back yet. But I had that one time years ago, and it was after my mom died. I've told this story so many times, but I love it. And I had my foot out of the covers, yes. And then just barely awake, and I felt the fingernails tickling the bottom. And my mom did that to me so many times. I was like, oh, mom.
This next one comes from Tony. When I was 5, my family moved in with my maternal grandmother, who had lived in the house for probably 30 years. My mom, grandmother, and aunt were all on the front porch one afternoon when my grandmother's friend from the neighborhood came around the corner. The women on the porch assumed she would come up to the front steps where they were all sitting. Instead, she passed the porch, turned up the long driveway, and walked towards the back of the house. My grandmother called out to her, but she just kept her head down and kept walking. My grandmother was confused and went inside to see if she came to the back door, but no one was there. They found out later that the friend had passed away that morning.
Dude.
Same house about 12 years later when I was 17. School was closed for a snow day and I was the only one home. I was napping in the front bedroom, which had a window overlooking the front porch. I woke up because the dogs were barking and I looked out the front window to see if anyone was at the door. There was a girl, about 12 or so, standing there. She was dressed in a green coat, a green skirt with white tights, a green hat with white fur, and her hands were in a white fur hand muff. She had blonde hair that was curled around her hat. I looked at her for a few seconds, trying to process all of this while she just stood there. By the time I got to the door, literally 10 seconds, there was no one there. Not even footsteps in the snow. And I remember going down the steps and looking in either direction and seeing no one. Tony.
We've had so many of those where it's like someone walking up the sidewalk and they just vanish. Disappear. Or some weird shit like that. Love it. We found another spooky podcast everybody needs to check out. This one is called Myths, Magic, and Murder, which covers true crime, paranormal, dark history, urban legends, really anything scary and unexplained.
It's hosted by Abby, who's a demonologist, and Kate, a psych grad, so you get a really interesting perspective. Each week, they'll take turns telling a story and then analyze it, finding some laughs along the way, and oh my god, they have adorable British sense of humor.
They release new episodes weekly, and they've been at it since 2019, so there are tons of stories to binge. They might focus on witches or cults, or maybe even dig deep into an unsolved true crime.
Y'all, they just had a true vampire story that was pretty incredible, and they'll even cover UFOs, dinosaurs, ancient underwater cities, and something called the Oakville Blob. Hey, Julie, have you ever heard of the Oakville Blob?
No, that's exactly why I need more of them. Myths, Magic, and Murder podcast. Spooky, funny, and come to think of it, pretty damn smart, too. Find new weekly episodes wherever you find podcasts or at MythsMagicAndMurder.com. Real quick, we need to send out some huge props to Mike Ahern and Enda Loffman. So we had them on in season 4. They're the directors and writers of a movie called Extraordinary.
Yes, great movie.
It's this little British flick about paranormal investigators. It's really funny. And they actually based the movie on actual events that they had experienced.
Right.
But that movie has been picked up by this production company that's owned by Maya Rudolph.
Ooh.
And Natasha Lyonne.
That's exciting. Yes.
And they're going to turn it into a TV series for TBS.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for them.
Yeah, so congratulations, guys. And we'll post a link to that episode where we interviewed them. And it's the same episode where we talked to Liz Sauer, too,
Ghosts
in the Burbs. So it's a really good one.
Also, please send us your favorite Halloween costume pics. So we've been asking for all of these on our social media because Julie's going to put together a YouTube video with all of them together compiled as one.
Well, yeah, I always struggle at the beginning of our YouTube video whenever our intro is playing.
Yeah,
just to find something. So I'm going to put all of those in the intro.
Love it.
And then we'll share that as well. So we definitely send us, and it could be you in your Halloween costume and your pets in your Halloween, whatever, hauntedafpodcast@gmail.com. Now we need to talk about Tony.
Okay.
Last week, Rebecca and I, right before we went on, started watching these videos that Tony had sent to us. It's these voices that he's hearing in his room. So apparently he was hearing the voices, got freaked out, and then started filming just to prove that it's happening because his girlfriend is living with him.
Right.
But she does not hear the voices.
Okay.
And so just to kind of prove, so here's a quick little compilation of the voices. That hey, that's the loudest one.
I don't like that one at all.
All the rest of them are just those little tiny whispers.
Right.
There's another video though, and it actually wakes Tony up, and Tony goes, "What?" And jumps up when it happens. Girl, I have tried to download that audio over and over again. It won't work. Wow. It's the weirdest thing. And I've tried it from multiple different like editing platforms and I can't get it to download.
Wow.
So yeah, I'm going to try again. Hopefully in the season finale, we can play it for you again. So here is the audio. Tony wants answers. If anybody has any ideas, if you can make out what these voices are saying, we'd love to hear it. So we'll be really quiet again. Listen, they're whispers. And there's something a little bit after that. Hey, yeah,
there's too. At least five or six something or another audio.
Yeah, we will share that. I feel kind of guilty sharing the video of them.
Because they're asleep?
Because they're asleep.
But they're so cute,
They're really cute.
Cutest sleeping couple of the year goes to them.
I know. And they're sleeping with their lights on the fan on because he's freaked out. It's really freaking him out. I'm so sorry, Tony. Sage, baby.
No kidding.
You got to smudge that place. Yep. Oh, by the way, we are going to start selling some black tourmaline bracelets here.
I'm so glad you wore yours today, too. Look how cute these are.
Let me take off this one. Yeah, we are going to post these on the hauntedaf.com website here before all too long. And we just have to get a few more made and figure out how much we're going to charge for them.
You know, we have to do all the things before we start selling them.
Yeah, that's another thing. If you want one of these things, give us advance time because we're going to be ordering shit as we go.
Julie actually handcrafts these, by the way. I just want y'all to know. She sent me a picture of herself hovered over with a lamp making this for
lamp, a headlamp, and my husband's readers. Like, that's how hard it was. So yeah, you're gonna have to be patient with these bracelets. And to be clear, we're dumbasses when it comes to this paranormal stuff. We're only sharing what people have told us.
Yeah.
We don't know if any of this stuff is actually gonna work or not, but I just know if it makes me feel better, then that helps.
Yeah,
I honestly think that anxiety is 50% of the problem when these things start kicking in. And the more you can do to make yourself not feel scared, the better off you're gonna be. So
buy a bracelet. Y'all.
Buy a bracelet, support the podcast, woo! HauntedAF.com, and they're not up there yet.
No.
So I have exactly two made right
now. And we're wearing them. So who wants to buy this one off my wrist?
They're only $80. Yeah. I'm just kidding. No, they're not. Oh my God, we totally forgot to mention the doll in the hall.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Speaking of... Deadline, October 22nd.
That's this Friday.
Right. So don't forget to send us your Doll in the Hall videos. Big love to everybody who's already submitted so far. And apologies if we haven't posted your video yet. We're getting to it. We're still going through them all.
Yeah.
We will announce the winner on our season finale next week. And that lucky person's going to win $200 worth of goodies from wickedcatclothing.com.
And huge thanks to everybody who has sent those. And I'm going to make a little compilation of all of them too.
Oh, good.
Because they're super cute. That also means that we only have one week left of Haunted AF.
Sad.
Yes.
It went by so fast.
Yes. 2021 totally just flew by. Mm-hmm. So October 28th is going to be the season 6 finale. Only a few more days then to get your stories in. HauntedAFpodcast@gmail.com. Next week, we've got a story out of Louisiana, courtesy of a friend of yours.
Oh, yes.
Creepy creature story.
Right.
We're also going to check back in with Audrey.
Oh!
I got a story for you. And that's all coming up on the next Haunted AF.
And don't forget to subscribe to Haunted AF on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, wherever you listen to podcasts. Please follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and of course, TikTok. You can even contact us directly through our website, hauntedaf.com.
Gotta say thanks to Andrew Mamalika and Travis Vance for the Haunted AF theme song and to On Air Media for titles and technical support. Also, big thanks to all of the Haunted AF Patreon supporters.
Most of all, we have to thank you for listening and for sharing your stories with us. By the way, Julie, if I die first, I'm coming back to haunt you.
Oh, I'll come back to haunt you too, Rebecca.